Welcome back to KLEM Radio Sports. I'm Daniel Versteg, and I'm pleased to be joined by the newest member of the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Hall of Fame in basketball. That's Jared Holman, a 2001 graduate of the Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball team. Played at Iowa State, played overseas for a number of years. His basketball career has been just fantastic to follow along with. Jared, first of all, Your high school career, I think, to a lot of people, you know, probably falls by the wayside. Whether it's here in Iowa, they think of you as a Cyclone. Whether it's overseas, they think of you as a professional basketball player in Europe. What does it mean for you to be recognized for your time at St. Mary's and being a outstanding high school basketball player for the Hawks?
I mean, it's a great honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I think we did have some good teams at Remsen St. Mary's, but it does definitely get overshadowed by how good St. Mary's has been lately in basketball, baseball, football. I mean, the school has just done a tremendous job with their athletics recently. And then, I think I did have a pretty good career in high school, almost averaging a triple-double my senior year. Didn't quite make the state and have the kind of success the teams do now. But, you know, looking back at it, and, you know, boy, it's been a while since I've looked at the stats from high school, but they weren't too shabby.
No, they weren't. We were talking about this beforehand, just kind of watching your nephew, Colin, and you mentioned it there with how good the athletics programs have been in your time in Remsen. When you look back, whether it's following along or whether that's watching from afar, whatever it is, how proud are you of being a St. Mary's alum, just seeing what the basketball program has done the last few years, and realistically, just, you know, all the athletics programs having the success lately?
Yeah, so I think my time there gave me the foundation of, you know, kind of what my college career and professional career was grown on. I just think that's a tremendous attribute to the coaches at St. Mary's, the parents, the kids putting in the work. You know, I think a lot of the parents now that have kids in the school that are doing so well successfully were, you know, good athletes around my time, and they just kind of brought that energy and enthusiasm to their kids, and, you know, taking them to tournaments, putting in practice hours with them. You know, I know how much my brother and his family are on the road for tournaments, AAU, this and that. You know, I don't think they have any downtime, so that's just really a credit to those coaches, family, and the kids putting in that work.
When you think back, I'm sure you've had a lot of time to think back on it now since being named to the Hall of Fame. When you think back of your time in Remsen, what kind of memories just come rushing in of your time with the basketball program, with Coach Stukenholz, and your time, just being a high school kid again?
I mean, it was just all the hours in the gym. Coach Stukenholz did a great job of getting us in there in the off season. You know, some of the memories that come rushing back is hopping in his red Jeep that he has. I don't know why that just stands out in my memory pretty vividly. And going to every single tournament, any sort of camp there is. I mean, that's kind of how I got discovered by Iowa State, is we went to a Future Stars camp in Des Moines. Coach Stukenholz brought a couple of the players down there, and the right person ended up seeing me, and it kind of transpired from there. So I think that sticks out in my mind. And a lot of the camps we did over the summer, you know, spending time in the locker room with the guys, the big games, you know, all that stuff just sticks out.
You know, you mentioned it a little bit there, getting to Iowa State, getting recognized by these Division I schools. I know you had a number of offers. You could have played D1 basketball at a lot of places. What was the transition like from being at Remsen St. Mary's, then getting recruited to Division I basketball by a number of schools, and then ultimately being a really major piece of some good Iowa State teams?
Well, I think one of the things that was preferential for me was right after high school, I didn't get a summer. I basically went straight down to Iowa State. I think a week after I graduated high school, went straight to Iowa State, took summer classes, and started working out with the guys. And I think that's the first thing you notice, like, wow, these guys are big, they're strong, they're athletic. And I think that summer to get my body right, mature, and just get used to playing that level allowed me to come in and have an impact, you know, straight as a freshman. But just like the size, athleticism, really kind of stuck out in my mind as soon as I stepped foot on Iowa State.
Yeah, and playing Division I basketball is it's such a great honor. I mean, when you first suited up for the Cyclones and You know, got to play a Big 12 game, whether, you know, regular season, tournament, what have you. What was that feeling like to kind of look out and say, yeah, I'm here, I belong, and I you know, am playing Division I basketball?
You know, I don't think it really set in. I mean, obviously, practice, you're at the arena with the guys, your jersey's on there. But until you actually play that first game, I think it was even my first preseason game, you know, I get a dunk and, you know, do kind of well. Like my first play, I'm like, oh, I guess I can play here. And, you know, you just, Coach State, you did a good job of not letting any doubt in your mind. You know, you practice so hard, the games were easy. But yeah, once you step foot in front of Hilton, you make a couple plays, a couple baskets, and you just kind of forget about that you came from a small school.
You did a lot at Iowa State. You were the career leader in blocks, so you still are, with that outstanding run you had as, you know, starting for your last three seasons. You got to play with some great players. You mentioned Coach Eustace. You had Coach Morgan there as well. Just what was it? What was it about the Iowa State program that made it so successful, that made it, you know, one that you wanted to be a part of right out of high school?
I think it was growing up, you know, being from a rural area, being from a farm. You know, our family always kind of took a look like into Iowa State at that time. You know, I grew up watching, you know, obviously Beiser and Tinsley kind of later on. But before that, the Lauren Myers, Julius Mika League. Mm-hmm. All those guys, and to see them have success, and you know, that was a game we always watched. You know, every once in a while we'd watch an Iowa game, but it was always Iowa State, and just grew to love them. And when it was time for me to make my decision, you know, back-to-back Big 12 champions, back-to-back Big 12 champions, National Coach of the Year, you know, just kind of made my decision easier to go there, close to home. My family could come watch me play. So I think all that played a factor in to my decision.
Jared Homan, we're talking with the newest member of the Iowa High School Athletic Association Basketball Hall of Fame. From there, I mean, it, you know, those are 4 years in college, 4 years in high school. Since then, you've extended your basketball career way longer than a lot of people ever get the chance to by playing in Europe. What kind of things led you, once you were a senior, to realizing, hey, I've got the chance to go pro. I've got the chance to make basketball a really, you know, major part of my, you know, late 20s and early 30s.
So I think it was towards the end of my junior year, Coach Morgan said, hey, pulled me to the side and goes, hey, Jared, you know you can make some money playing this game. I go, hey, that doesn't sound too bad. So that kind of got it first implanted in my mind. And then also after that year, Jackson went on and got drafted by the I think it was by the Bulls and got traded to the Suns. And I played against him every day in practice. I'm like, wait, he's getting drafted by the NBA? Like, I think I have a pretty good shot at it as well, or can definitely play pro somewhere. So all those things kind of culminated in having a good senior year, and then, you know, getting an agent that got my name out there and, you know, settling in Greece for my first year kind of got the ball rolling.
Well, I mean, just from the outside looking in, I mean, traveling and being in Europe is always been on my bucket list. What was it like for you to get to travel around these foreign places, these awesome experiences you had in Europe, and get to do it while playing the game you love? What was that like for you once you got to Greece and then ultimately going to some other countries along the way?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate enough to play in a lot of different countries: Greece, Italy, Turkey, Croatia, Russia, Poland, Germany. So there's a lot of cool places to get to play. And the best thing is, you know, you weren't there as a tourist. You kind of lived there. You had local teammates that kind of showed you the local spots to go out. And you really got to immerse yourself in the culture, the experiences, you know, kind of see a lot of places that most people don't get the chance to. And also the ability to have my family be involved in as well. My parents usually came over every year, you know, taking them to whether it be an Oktoberfest or, you know, taking them to Rome or Paris. So they got to experience a lot of that as well. I think my brother and his wife came over my first year for their honeymoon in Greece. So being able to experience that myself, but also share that with my family as well.
About your professional career, I know you won the title in Croatia back in the late 2000s, not too long ago, obviously. But just what are some of the things that you'll always take with you from being a professional athlete, from doing it in Europe, and, you know, some of those awesome moments that you know, the average Joe Schmo that plays the game doesn't get the chance to do?
I mean, there's so many cool aspects. I mean, when I was with the Bulls for a brief period of time, you know, you're sitting in this 747 or whatever it is, and just the guys in there, it's all tricked out. You land, a bus picks you up, takes you straight to the Four Seasons. You know, on the flight, the stewardess asks you want a peanut butter and jelly with no crust or whatever, you know, obscure thing you want they cater to. So just kind of getting to experience that side of the lifestyle. And then also in Europe, just all the camaraderie with the guys. Just a lot of different things.
Yeah. Last thing for you. I know we're talking about you being inducted into the Hall of Fame. We've obviously talked a lot about your career. If I can go again back to your time in Remsen, and if you were to, you know, have an impact with your Hall of Fame induction career, and maybe this message goes to your nephew Colin, maybe it goes to any other athlete that comes to the Remsen St. Mary's program. What do you hope this induction and your career says to other kids who want to, you know, hopefully have a huge impact, you know, on other people through sports? I mean, what do you hope the message is from your career and this induction?
Just that you never know where life is going to take you. When I was growing up, you know, I used to play basketball and wherever I could at that time of the season, whether it was on the garage outside, a barn, a machine shed, you know, I had no idea where life was going to take me. I just liked to play basketball. And then obviously I had a successful high school career. Then that led me to college. You know, that basketball career propelled me to traveling the world, getting a chance to play in the NBA. So basically just, you don't know where life's going to take you. You know, put the work in, see where it goes, and enjoy the ride, because it doesn't last long. You don't know if that last high school game's going to be your last, that college game's going to be your last. Professional, you don't know when it's going to come to an end. So obviously enjoy it, put the work in. You know, kids these days put the video games down, go outside, work on your craft, and just work on getting better. You can never put too much work in to get better. You never want to look behind and say, oh, I could have done a little bit more. You know, those are things you'll regret.
Well said. Outstanding honor, Jared. It was obviously, I was a Cyclone fan. It was fun to watch your teams with Curtis Stinson and those guys, and you know, fun to see what you've turned into, and fun to have you get this honor. We appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and again, congrats on all the success, and we'll hopefully see you down the road sometime.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Jared Holman, newest member of the Iowa High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame, a 2001 graduate of Remsen St. Mary's, joining us right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.